Happy Poetry Month, everybody. I'm Maureen Ryan Griffin. And first of all, thanks to Charlotte Litt for creating this beautiful forum of poets reading their own work. It has been a joy to explore the poets that have already shared their work, and I'm looking forward to checking in often to hear more. I had such a hard time deciding which of my poems I would share with you. It's kind of like choosing your favorite child. They all have their own personality and their own little lovable quirks, and the flaws peep up from time to time. And I decided that the best one to share would be one that would give you the opportunity to create your own poem in honor of Poetry Month. So I've selected one of my poems called 10,000 Cicadas Can't Be Wrong, which is the title of my latest collection. And I made it by using an exercise from a book called The Practice of Poetry, edited by Robin Benn and Chase Twitchell. Wonderful, wonderful assortment of exercises to enter the poetry process. And this particular exercise is by Jim Zimmerman. It's called 20 Little Poetry Projects. And he tells us that we should begin the poem with a metaphor, that we should close it with a vivid image that makes no statement, but that echoes an image from earlier in the poem. And it has so much fun stuff in it, like using a word you've never seen in a poem that maybe is slang, use an example of false cause-effect logic, throw in a foreign phrase. These are just so much fun. Change direction or digress from the last thing you said. I don't even need anybody to tell me to do that, but it sure was fun to do it deliberately. So here comes 10,000 Cicadas Can't Be Wrong. And you can look at the PDF that includes this exercise so you can do it yourself. And I also marked my poem so that you could see where I put what and see the examples and what I did with them. 10,000 cicadas can't be wrong. Oh, and speaking of digressing, one last thing. I'm really excited to share this poem because 2021 marks the emerging of Brood X. And this is a brood of cicadas that only come out every 17 years. And when they come out, they sing like crazy for their short little lifespans. And I'm very inspired by that. So Brood X birthing later this year. 10,000 cicadas can't be wrong. Summer sings sweet songs for her supper, but her golden slippers aren't for sale. Not unless you happen upon some celestial bargain basement of goodly delights. There, nearly hidden under last year's turquoise silk sky, the raspberries ripen rampant, as the morning dove's plump notes whir, winged into basil-drenched dreams. All this and watermelon, too, and fireflies, and the daylilies from your mother's last garden, double-headed. Just don't forget there are chiggers, and mosquitoes, of course, and that heat everyone speaks of, muggy, tasting of mildewed shower shoes, sounding for all the world like kudzu unfurling in Jackson, Mississippi, where Janis Joplin might have sung supper songs of her own. I don't know. I've never been there. I do know freedom's not just another word for nothing left to lose, and that you'll never find that bargain basement, no matter how long you look. Listen, 10,000 cicadas can't be wrong. Anybody knows larvae never lie, not as long as persimmons pucker and peaches procrastinate. Lollygag if you must, whenever the tomatoes lean, but remember that the persnickety bookie of guilt and doubt is keeping score. You can't hide, but you can run. You can steal the chiggers right out from under the blackberries. You can rob from the raspberries in bruised homage to the summer afternoon. The two most beautiful words in the English language, according to Henry James, whose afternoons are elsewhere now. Toucanet, Uncle Death, No worries. Aunt Morning will waltz willfully, wanton beyond noon, yea, and onward, well past dusk. In Sister Summer's silver slippers, the ones deep in her closet she seldom thinks to wear.